Life has a habit of surprising you, just when you least expect it. Sometimes these surprises are good, sometimes not so good, and sometimes they're just, well, odd. Take last Saturday, for instance. I had been planning to have a weekend all to myself. No aliens, no deadlines, no bills, no Luke or Clyde or Rani. Just me, my slippers, and an awful lot of tea, and possibly a little bit of work on the side for when I got restless. The school had organised a geography field trip, you see, a week camping in the heart of Snowdonia, looking at rock formations, oxbow lakes, that sort of thing. Which, of course, meant Luke, that's my son, and his friends wouldn't be around, and I'd finally have the chance to catch up on a few of those boring, real-life things. Funny, really, when you consider how unreal my life can be. It had barely reached 10 a.m. when I heard a knocking at the door, the letterbox rattling, fingers flapping through it, voices calling out to me on the doorstep. It was Luke and Clyde. They'd missed their bus, for reasons I won't go into now, but it involved an extraterrestrial warlord disguised as a kitten. Don't ask. And they'd come back home in the hope that I might be able to drive them there.